One of my favorite things to do in the summertime is go to farmers markets. The markets are a lot of fun because you get the opportunity to see things that you can't necessarily get when you go to a grocery store. You get these items that are extraordinarily fresh. And fortunately for all those of you in the listening area, you don't have to go far to see a pretty darn good one at Lorain County Community College. And here to tell us about the LCCC Farmers Market, Janice Lapina is joining us on the hotline right now. Janice, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I am well. Thanks, Andy. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are lovely now that the sun's at least trying to peek out. As we mentioned earlier, the Farmers Market runs through August 16th. It's every Thursday with the exception of next Thursday, correct?
That is correct, yes. We took next Thursday off because of the July 4th holiday.
See, that's not a bad idea. This leads us into a conversation we had before. You know, a lot of people, they get the opportunity to take off either next Monday and Tuesday or next Thursday and Friday around that holiday. And I think I would actually elect to take next Thursday and Friday off. Give yourself a nice little five-day weekend. And if you're going to do that, you know, there are a lot of cool things to do. You mentioned that you guys are off next Thursday, but tomorrow you guys will have the farmer's market up and rocking and rolling. Well, what are the details at this farmer's market?
Sure. So the details are we began on June 7th, and it's all about local. You know, we really, being that we are part of the Communities College, we want to support our local farmers and vendors. And so we invited our local farmers and vendors. We reached out to a bunch and we're trying to grow as we go each week. And our vendors pay a very nominal fee to be here, and the exciting thing is all that money goes back to our Commodore Cupboard, which is a food pantry we have on campus for our students. And so it's all about just supporting local, understanding where your food's coming from. We also have some crafters that come and are able to sell their wares, and it's just been really exciting, very positive. We actually have 20 vendors that will be here on our campus.
Very exciting stuff. I was just going to ask you about the number of vendors. I know that does change from week to week. 20 vendors, that's a really exciting opportunity for those that go to this because you have a number of different kinds of vendors as well. I would imagine you mentioned when you go to a farmer's market, obviously you're going to see food vendors. But if you can, describe what vendors you've got exactly, because sometimes it's produce, sometimes it's baked goods. You know, sometimes you might get those that specialize in jams and jellies and things like that. You mentioned crafts also.
Yep.
What kinds of vendors do you guys have lined up for tomorrow?
So for tomorrow, we're going to have some folks here that will obviously have produce. And each week, because of, you mentioned rain at the top of the show, you know, our winter has kind of pushed back the growing season. So it's really exciting. Each week, we have additional items that our vendors are bringing. So we have folks that are here that are bringing herbs, cucumbers, zucchini, squash, all different types of lettuce. We have a truck that comes, the White House Oaks, and they bring grass-fed beef items. And it's you literally walk on the truck. They have coolers, and you can purchase different cuts of the beef. We also have, you mentioned, jams and jellies. There's people here that bring like bath bombs, natural laundry detergents. We have a gentleman down in Sullivan that comes that sells syrup, and we have some honey. You name it, it's a mix. It's kind of a hodgepodge that we have. And the week of July 12th, we actually currently have 30 vendors signed up to be here. So it's really exciting. It's fun. It's reaching out to the community. It's fun talking to the vendors and learning about, you know, whether it's, you know, a farmer or like a crafter, you know, kind of, you know, a lot of them are even alumni of LCC, which is really exciting.
We're talking with Janice Lapina about the Lorain County Community College's Farmers Market. It runs throughout the summer every Thursday until August the 16th. And boy, 30 vendors lined up for 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's very exciting stuff. Janice, one of the things I love about going to a farmer's market is the freshness of the food. You mentioned supporting local also, but the idea that when you go there, you typically see some things and you taste some things that you haven't tasted before. I know you guys started this back at the beginning of June, but in the weeks that you guys have been doing this, are there any items that kind of stand out to you that have really kind of blown you away, whether it's because of the uniqueness or the freshness or just the overall top-notch quality?
Yes, absolutely. It's funny because I have my list ready every week now of what I want to try to get. The gentleman that does the syrup, he actually was doing taste testing, and he mentioned that they have like 1,000 trees that they tap, and the one syrup that they had, they use a bourbon barrel for their maple syrup, and so he had taste, like you could try that, and so that was different. I had never experienced anything like that. We also have a vendor that brings chicken and duck eggs, and I look forward to that every single week because I've now switched to that. The eggs are just, they're so fresh and so tasty. And even the vegetables, I've actually been able to personally allow my children to eat veggies, and they normally don't do so. It's just the freshness and knowing, you know, where the food's coming from. And just knowing that you're supporting our, you know, local is also, it's just, I don't know, it's just fun. It's been a fun experience. I'm glad I've been a part of it.
Janice, when you cover the gamut of what people can purchase when they come to the farmers market here on a weekly basis, I mean, it's rather fascinating. And when you think of Lorain County in this day and age, you think of some of the growth and the housing developments in Lake Erie. And sometimes it seems like people kind of forget it, just how strong an agricultural community Lorain County has. And this obviously displays that on a week-to-week basis, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when this first came as just an idea that we had on campus and I started doing research, there are 80 farmers markets in Northeast Ohio. And I mean, I was wowed, and I've learned through the process, but you're so correct. I mean, Lorain County is just, you know, we have the urban, we have the suburban, we have the rural, and our rural community is so strong and offers so many different types of items. And that's prevalent with just the farmers market. I mean, this is something brand new to the campus and to the community. And so that's definitely been shown. Like I mentioned, in 2 weeks, we're going to have the 30 vendors here. And so
I've got to ask you, Janice, before we go any further, because people are asking me as we're conducting the interview, what time on Thursdays does this go down and where exactly at LCCC does this go down?
Sure, absolutely. So it goes from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Thursday through August 16th. And the location, we are in, for those that aren't familiar with our campus, so we're on Abbey Road in Elyria, and it's going to be in the Loop by our Spitzer and Stalker Culinary Arts Center. So it's kind of like in the back of the campus, and we did that because we can actually close the Loop off, and it makes it just like a market. And it's easier, too, because sometimes we have food trucks that are here as well as the beef truck that comes.
You know, selfishly, I'm really glad you said 4 to 7, because when we first started to speak, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be during lunchtime. We can't really get out during lunchtime because we're getting ready for this show, but 4 to 7... We get off at 6, so tomorrow I'm going to have to make a trip down there because you talked about that syrup aged in bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
But that's my speed, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to have to make a trip down there tomorrow. That sounds really awesome. You mentioned earlier, too, Janice, that the table fees are donated to the Commodore Cupboard.
Yes.
Can you please explain what that is?
Sure. So Commodore Cupboard is a food pantry that we have on campus. Sarah Hyde-Penner, who is in our career services, runs the Commodore Cupboard. And we served over 1,100 students last year. So it's really important. Commodore Cupboard always has a table at the farmers market to try to talk about food insecurities that unfortunately folks have in Lorain County. And our first week of the farmers market, the amount of donations that we got is able to serve 464 meals to our clients. And so the money goes directly back to our students, really. And so that's another exciting piece about the farmers market as well.
That's really cool. Actually, I saw the video that was posted with Sarah Hyde-Pinter. I actually worked with Sarah Hyde-Pinter when she was at Notre Dame College a couple years back. But I saw that video, and it was interesting. It was only about a minute long, but it talked about the donations. But I think also mentioned along the same lines was that there was a book as well. And the book actually taught you how to eat healthy and not break the bank.
Yes.
At the same time. Is that something that's going to continue throughout the next couple of months?
Yes. They will have that for sale. It's actually like a cookbook. And Sarah has been able to, she secured some funding to be able to get that cookbook here to provide people to, it's like understanding how to eat healthy on, I think it's like $4 and something a day, but don't quote me. But that will be there. Yes. Commodore Cupboard will always have a table at the market.
Well, and that's just another really cool layer to this, the fact that the money's going to go back and support an incredible cause. And I would imagine, too, Janice, that's another thing that really gets a lot of the same vendors coming back as well, the fact that, yes, they get an opportunity to sell some of their products in an environment where they may not reach some of the same people if they were just selling them out of their store or out of their farm or whatever the case may be, but also the idea that money that they're spending just to get a spot here is going towards an incredible cause.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the other cool thing is one of our vendors that hasn't been able to come just yet because of the late growing season from Coleman Gardens, Marcia has actually donated like plants and everything to Commodore Cupboard to be able to sell to get donations, and has been very collaborative in that effort. So it's just a nice effort of everybody kind of working together and helping each other out.
Very cool stuff. Again, Lorain County Community College's Farmers Market runs every Thursday with the exception of next Thursday from now until August the 16th. It's at LCCC just outside the Stocker Arts Center and just outside of the Conference Center, too, the Spitzer Conference Center. We've done many, many shows from the Spitzer Conference Center over the years as well. 4 to 7 every Thursday until August 16th. Janice, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time, and hopefully you'll get some cooperation tomorrow and you'll get nothing but sunshine from 4 to 7 tomorrow afternoon.
Andy, thank you so much, and you guys have a wonderful 4th, and I look forward to hopefully seeing you at the farmer's market.
Thank you, Janice. I'll tell you what, 4 to 7, you and I can make
That's
it,
good.
Man. Yeah, now you and I can make it. We can get out there, man. So tomorrow, I'm going to have to go out there and see what that syrup is all about.